On the third Wednesday of every month, for about the last year, there's been a unique gathering in St. Louis over the lunch hour. The event is called Lunch Beat St. Louis, and it brings together one DJ and dozens of people who take an hour out of their day to dance. Lunch Beat started in Stockholm, Sweden in 2010, and since then has spread to dozens of cities throughout the world. The organizer of Lunch Beat St. Louis is Andrew Warschauer, and he joins us now. Andrew?
Hello.
Hi, have you been dancing so far today?
Oh, of course.
Have you?
Start my day that way.
Before we go any further, though, I want to play a piece of audio. Producer Kyle Jacoby attended last month's Lunch Beat. That was at Melt on Cherokee Street, and Kyle brought back this audio postcard.
So many people just come together sober in the middle of the day and just rock it.
Getting to see my coworkers in a different light, you know, we're usually sitting in the office together. So it's fun to be able to be out of that environment and doing something really different from our day-to-day at work.
Just dancing in the middle of the day and everyone's dancing. Just that kind of feeling of, hey, we're all doing it. It's fun.
I always say it's a free lunch if dancing feeds your soul.
It's just one more thing that kind of makes St. Louis a cool city to live in.
Kind of like getting a workout, but in a creative way.
It's a rotating list of restaurants that usually host, so it's fun to see and go around the different neighborhoods.
I've definitely met a lot of people just through Lunch Beat, and then I start seeing them out other places, and we're like, hey, Lunch Beat crew, so yeah.
Just so many cool people come and do it.
This is just like an open format dance party.
One of those things you wouldn't know. That's what I like about St. Louis. I've kind of learned recently over the last couple of years, like, there's all these things that happen that you wouldn't necessarily think would be happening and don't even know happen. And yeah, this is one more thing like that. It's kind of what St. Louis is about. Jason Cryer, and I currently live in Tower Grove South.
Katie Miller, and I'm from St. Louis.
Brittany Hollis, and I'm from the Tower Grove South neighborhood.
I'm Chelsea from Shaw neighborhood in St. Louis.
DJ Agile One, I'm from St. Louis.
And that was an audio postcard of last month's Lunch Beat St. Louis. It was held on Melt on Cherokee. It was produced by St. Louis Public Radio's Kyle Jacoby. Now, Andrew Warschauer, Lunch Beat St. Louis.
Yes.
First of all, that's so strange to hear that music at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch Beat, as I mentioned before, started in Sweden a few years ago. How did you find out about it? How did it get on your radar?
You know, I think back to that and I try to actually pinpoint it. I have a coworker who's got his PhD in Sweden, and I think that's generally where I picked it up from. He's like, oh, you DJ, you have parties. Have you heard of this thing called Lunch Beat? And sent me to the website, and ever since I was kind of hooked.
So you're a DJ, so you're into that sort of thing anyway. Mm-hmm. So how did you decide that this might be something that would work in St. Louis? And frankly, if it were me, I would think it wouldn't work here.
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of the conventionalness of St. Louis that you see, but I also think there's a weird strain just being on the Mississippi. Any river city has it.
You think?
I do. So I saw a lot of other stuff going on in St. Louis, kind of similar to it, not necessarily in what it does, but in its spirit. And I just thought that'd be fun to do. Even if 10 people showed up, that'd be worth it.
How did that first one go?
First one was tremendous. We had it at Handlebar in the Grove, and there were 70 people that showed up to come all dance, and that was a tremendous boost to the spirit.
Wow. You know, this is new to my radar, Lunch Beat St. Louis. I did see a YouTube video, though. I think it's a couple of months old. It was when you had a Lunch Beat at Central Library, mm-hmm. St. Louis Public Library. And I watched that, and it was interesting because there was a room full of people. There was a video on the wall. I don't know if that had anything to do with the event or not.
It did.
It did.
Mm-hmm. So that event was for Hip Hop Appreciation Week. So the Central Library had a whole week that they participated in. It happens around the country, where to celebrate hip hop culture. And they contacted me about having a Lunch Beat there to be a part of it. And so we had Nappy DJ Needles, come DJ, and they had video projections from, I think, movies Wild Style and a few other hip-hop movies kind of going on in the background.
So it was a room full of people, the video's going on, and I noticed people are kind of crowded around. A couple of the guys started to, break dance, on their own in front of people. Is that how it worked?
Not typically for Lunch Beat. That one was a particular... There were some really talented dancers that came to be part of the celebration, and they were just impressing everyone.
You know, it just kind of blows my mind, because to me, the lunch hour has always been a time when I had to hurry and rush, and how much time have I got, and I'm thinking about what I'm going to do in an hour, and then I'm scarfing down some food, and this is like totally different. This is like you sail to a little island for an hour.
Yeah, I like to say it's the chance to slip away from the everyday, that you get to put everything else aside, ignore it all, and even if it's for 20 minutes, if you got to drive the other 20 minutes to and from, you at least have that time to think about dancing and whatever you want.
Do people travel
a distance? I don't think anyone travels that far. But
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things occur to me I want to ask you about. And we're talking about Lunch Beat St. Louis. The quality of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to worry about how well I can dance? I mean, I'm dancing at noon. People are paying attention.
No. So that's what you think. But the reality to everyone is like, I think is everyone looking at me? I hope I'm dancing well enough themselves. So no one actually... is paying attention.
How do I put this delicately? Lots of times when people are out in the evening, mm-hmm. maybe they've been doing other adult things, mm-hmm. having a beverage or something, they're a little more free and loose than you would be at noon. So does that change the atmosphere at all?
It does a little bit. It requires, I think, a little bit more of energy directly from the music that's being played, the DJ, and from kind of core group of people. When I'm not DJing at it, I try to be one of the people out on the dance floor dancing regardless of what's going on, because I think it's something that when you see other people doing it and you see other people just letting loose regardless of whatever else is going on, you're more likely to join in.
It's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a DJ by trade, are you not?
I am.
Right. So I know that being at one of these events as a participant would be a different experience, at noon out somewhere dancing. What about as a DJ? Is it different for you?
It is very different. Again, it's about ramping up the energy a lot faster. It's condensing it down to 1 hour as opposed to what I typically do is about a 5 hour set with a co-DJ. And so you really got to be more selective on what you play and how you play it. And that's been something, a big learning lesson for me is like, how do I actually empower people through this music in a very short period of time that they otherwise wouldn't want to be dancing?
I'm guessing maybe you never do slow songs. At night, maybe they might do a slow song every once in a while. So,
mm-hmm. but, you can, yeah.
Do you do that at noon?
Not typically. Towards the end when I'm like, I'm tired and I got to get back to work. It's time for everyone to start getting packed up.
All right, Andrew, listen, it's noon. I may be dancing, but it's lunchtime. I need to eat.
No problem.
I mean, can I work that in?
You can work both in at the same time.
How's that?
Well, typically...
I cannot hold a plate and dance, I don't think.
We try to get wraps going, something to be able to hold.
No, so is food available? Is that part of this or what?
Oh, yes. Food is available. That's part of the deal is we provide music and we provide a food option, typically try to cater to something that is dance friendly. That is something you purchase, but it's available at every single event. And it's great. Typically highlight good restaurants around town.
I'm thinking back to the audio postcard that we just heard. A mm-hmm. couple of things people said jumped out at me. And there was a woman that mentioned being sober with other people in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked what one person said about they went and did it with coworkers. So here they are. They're not in the office with their coworkers. They're in a different environment doing something totally different. So that's...
It's a different side of people in the best way possible.
Uh-huh. Someone described it as a creative workout and meeting new people. You meet new people there and then you see them at the next Lunch Beat and I guess you can develop a friendship and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like with anything else, Andrew, I'm sure you have rules.
We do.
And I think you have 10 rules. And I want to go through a couple of them and have you comment on them.
Yeah, these are all done by the larger Lunch Beat from Stockholm.
Oh, so, I see. Mm-hmm. Do you have to follow this criteria?
This is part of their Lunch Beat manifesto that
have. Are you licensed?
In the loosest sense possible. They're a pretty flexible organization, but as we'll see with their rules, it's a pretty fun one.
I love the first two rules.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best. Rule number one, if it's your first lunch... At Lunch Beat, you have to dance. Rule number two, if it's your second, third, or fourth time at Lunch Beat, you have to dance. So basically, Andrew, do you have to dance?
You have to dance.
All right. Third rule, if you're getting too tired to actually dance at Lunch Beat, please have your lunch at some other place. So you're serious about if people are going to come, they have to dance. That's what you're getting to.
That's the goal. And part of the idea behind this is, as we've commented before, sometimes it's hard for people to get in the mood to dance, especially given that it's during the day in the middle of lunch. And so by encouraging people to be dancing the whole time, or if you don't want to dance, please try to go somewhere else. We want to create an environment where everyone feels it's okay to be doing that regardless of everything else going on.
Another rule, you don't talk about your job at Lunch Beat.
Mm-hmm. Slip away from the everyday.
So that's how it's different than happy hour?
Mm-hmm. It's not a networking event.
At Lunch Beat, everyone present is your dance partner, so you can just walk up to anybody and...
just bust a move.
Bust a move, all right. Let's see. They're all 60 minutes long, correct? Are mm-hmm. they always at the same time?
They are. They're from noon to 1, always on the third Wednesday.
What's this rule? Lunch Beat always serve their guests with a one DJ set and a one takeaway meal?
Just making sure that you kind of always include the food and provide that as part of the larger event, that you don't leave people dancing and hungry.
Water is always served during a Lunch Beat for free. That's good. Another rule, Lunch Beat is preferably a drug-free environment. What do you mean preferably?
Well, again, this is the global manifesto done by the original founders of the movement, and it's really there, again, to facilitate having a different kind of dance experience than the one that you would get on a normal any night, Friday, Saturday, whatever day you decide to go out dancing, to encourage people to approach dancing in this new light and maybe in a new state of mind.
Mm-hmm. Final rule, the 10th rule for Lunch Beat, and maybe should talk a little bit about this. Lunch Beat can be set up anywhere by anyone, but you just referred to it, Andrew, a little bit. There are rules and manifestos that you have to follow.
Well, that's what I meant by how loose it is. They encourage everyone to do this because it's about the dancing and it's about having fun. It's not about turning a profit. It's not about kind of any personal gain. It's really just there to be a community resource.
And since you're the DJ, or you have been the DJ there before, I know that you talk to people that go. So I'm just curious what people's reaction to the people who have never been there before, and here they show up at lunchtime, and people are dancing, and there's dance music. How do people react?
Well, it's as varied as you could imagine. Some people, they're just right on in there. They're super excited. They're dancing before you've even said hello to them. Other people, takes them a second, or they're still a little confused that it's actually happening right in front of their eyes, but generally it's a positive experience.
The video I saw, the YouTube video mm-hmm. I saw, it looked like it was mostly young people. Does it tend to be?
It young as a relative term, in the same way I refer to my parents as still young. it varies across the range. But
what's been the oldest Lunch Beat participant you've had?
Well, I don't ask ages, but
right.
Certainly well up into their middle ages.
Well, you've had a year, Andrew, to kind of reflect and look back.
Mm-hmm.
Have you learned anything? Do you want to change anything? What are your future plans?
Oh, I wish I knew. No, it's been a wonderful experience. I've learned a lot, I think, both about how to organize events, how to throw a dance party in general, and really how to treat this event in particular, and kind of changes. I want to, again, highlight lots of different restaurants and venues around town.
Uh-huh.
I want to try to grow the number of people there. I want to increase the diversity of type of music being played, the DJs, the attendees. I really want to make it a community event.
What would you advise? Wear comfortable shoes?
Comfortable shoes, for sure. And maybe bring an extra towel or a change of shirt.
Lunch Beat St. Louis is held the third Wednesday of the month. Do you have a website, or how do people find out about it?
We have facebook.com/lunchbeatstl.
And I want to mention the very next one is going to be here in Grand Center. That's Wednesday, July 16th at noon. At the new studios for KDHX Radio.
Mm-hmm. The stage at KDHX. Okay. I'm very excited.
Well, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. I'll move a link to more information. Andrew Warshauer is the founder of Lunch Beat St. Louis. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah.
And, you know, in closing, Andrew, I was thinking that Lunch Beat makes a lot of sense because if you take that hour off for lunch, instead of consuming 700 calories, you might burn 700 calories.
That's the hope, at least.
Lunch Beat St. Louis. Andrew, thank you for being here.
Thank you.